Hi, and welcome to Sunday Replay for the service at Harmony Tooloola Lake on September 15th, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Miller, and this week we were back in the Harmony Sanctuary, where Pastor Mark shared a message about change. Let's listen in.
Hello, everyone. It's so good to see you today. And it's glorious today. It's cool, refreshing. Woo! Praise God, yes. Oh, and I want to just thank you so much for being here, worshiping together at Harmony Tooloola Lake. Those here in person, those online, again, hello. And to those listening to our Sunday Replay podcast. And it is also such a blessing to be the second campus of Hollywood United Methodist Church. And we give thanks for that blessing. And we look forward to the leadership and visioning to be set forth by our senior pastor, Rev. Hannah Adair Bonner. And it also brings a big smile to my face. I get to see you. I'm getting to be able to be here after being away for a two-week vacation. I was overseas. I'll talk a little bit more about that. Plus, last Sunday, we were over at the Hollywood campus, yes, for the combined worship service. And there's such joy to be felt within this, the whole of the affirming and the inclusive and diverse faith community at both campuses. Do you feel that joy? Woo! All right. And I just want to express my gratitude that while I was away, I want to express my gratitude to Reverend Dr. Mary Dennis, as well as to Rev. Jefferson Beaker, because they shared messages about badass women of the Bible, wrapping up that insightful sermon series. Did you enjoy that sermon series? Yeah? But it was so important because we wanted to point to women in the Bible, because women in the Bible are often misunderstood. They're misrepresented. They are overlooked. And these women and women, they show us what it means to live life fully, as well as to respond faithfully to God's call. And so I just want to thank again Rev. Mary and Rev. Jay. All right, so as some of you know, most likely through my social media posts, I had a great time while I was away visiting Portugal. So I started out and I was in the city of Lisbon and then went around several surrounding cities around that gorgeous place that included the village of Fatima and its magnificent church that you can see there. And then I went to the splendid city of Porto, and I was on top of a tower, and I photographed the city from on high on one evening, just gorgeous, as well as I took in the breathtakingly fantastic, just awesome São Miguel, which is the largest of the nine islands in the Azores. There's such beauty to be experienced when we see this throughout the land. And I met so many wonderful people I spent time with and enjoyed time with. And I made new friends who were traveling from around the world and tasting. Oh, I was thinking of Dr. Larry High. In fact, I contacted Dr. High, right? I contacted him. I said, where should I go eat? And so I found a couple other places, though, too. But it was just delightful, mouth-watering, delicious, and exquisite and incredible cuisine, and then also resting and exploring, as well as being restored. Now, have I enticed you to travel over to Portugal in the Azores Islands? Well, while there, and I'm experiencing the wonders that God has created, along with how Spirit has inspired so many individuals throughout the ages to be creative, I was able to hear God's voice and experience the divine's presence in refreshing and varied ways. And it ties into what Julia talked about earlier in the children's moment. Because you see, each day, what each day brought was change. No one day was like the other. And the beauty of change is it's breaking up the familiar patterns of daily life that we get sometimes stuck into. And so I wanted to set the tone. And so at the beginning of each day, what I did before I was heading out onto my adventures, because look, I didn't know who or what I was going to be coming up with and going into. I chose to intentionally connect and spend time with God, with Spirit. And I did that through prayer and meditation, and I was reading scripture to center myself, to start out my day. And during my trip, friends, this is, and it's interesting how God works in your life. This is when, from the very get-go, I'm talking day one, what came to mind was Psalm 23. I didn't know why. It just was like, hey, this is important for this trip. So I was like, all right, take it. Let's go with it. And what this psalm does is it speaks about change. It speaks about change, about a change of pace. It speaks about a change in one's perspective. It talks about how change can bring us rest and change that opens us up to rely upon the Lord's direction. Change happening that reminds us, so importantly, that God is always present. God is always constant. And that while there is and will be change, what a blessing that God remains the same, steadfast, constantly loving and faithful. As I was reflecting this week on my message, I came across a quote that caught my eye, and it's from futurist Alvin Toffler, and he said, "Change is not merely necessary to life, it is life." Woo, that's profound, isn't it? And it's true, for change is an inevitable part of life. Our lives, they aren't lived without change happening. I mean, come on, it's part of this, part and parcel, this gift called life. How do you look at change, though, when change comes about? It's like, change, and suddenly you go, ooh, I'm going to run away. I'm just going to go hide. Or do you say, change, come on, I'm going to embrace it. Do you breathe into change? Do you embrace it for all it's worth? Do we embrace it with faith, knowing, God, you've got this? You see, every one of us has been touched by change. And it can arrive through expected life transitions. And so many of you, you've gone through this. New jobs, a move, a birth, a season of growth, new relationships. Or sometimes, you know, we go through some change that where the ground, it feels like it's shifting beneath our feet. Nonetheless, as we go through and we navigate change, there is one truth that remains constant. God is with us. Praise God. Amen. All right. So Psalm 23. Now, I'd say that this is probably the most, if not the most familiar passage in the whole Bible. And many of us, we know and we love this psalm. Now, and you may have read it. You may have heard it going through something in your life. You may have heard it, read it during the funerals, memorial services. But I want to point this out, that it's important to note that this psalm is more so about living. It is more so about living. And I'm emphasizing it again. It's about living and how we are to live. So Psalm 23, it starts off with this declaration. And I'm going to lean on the New Revised Standard Version translation here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And from the very outset, what this psalmist does is the psalmist presents God as a shepherd. The shepherd who's guiding us and protecting us and caring for the flock, his beloved. And that's everyone being beloved. All is all. And metaphorically, we are the sheep. We're the sheep because we're dependent upon a higher power for guidance and provision and protection. And I'm going to throw this in for good measure. We're dependent on God when change happens in our lives, no matter what that change may be. So verses 2 and 3 state, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Now, what's interesting here is God doesn't just guide us through life. God leads us to places of rest and renewal. We are led to see. Our eyes become open more clearly to see those right paths. Now, who here believes change is easy? Right? Now, but you know what? Sometimes it can be. And other times it's like, oh, I don't know about this. Yet I want to point out that on these right paths, what change can be also is the catalyst for our restoration. It can lead to personal and spiritual growth. And basically, friends, I'm going to tell you, if it no longer serves us, leave it behind. Just go ahead and just say, bye-bye, and step on into the life that is more aligned with God's values. God's values that are love and justice and kindness and compassion and mercy, humbleness, peace. And friends, this is when we find new strength. We find fresh insight, and we make a deeper connection with the divine creator. And in essence, what is happening with change is we are brought back to life. Right paths. You know what? They may not be easy for his name's sake. However, as we journey along these right paths, what change does is it helps transform us in who we are meant to be. It reminds me of a quote. This is by the great American memoirist, author, and civil rights activist, Maya Angelou. And she said, "We delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve that beauty." I want to let that sink in for a moment here. Let it soak in. I'm going to say it again. That we delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve that beauty. Now, the next verse, verse 4, all right, here's where I'm going to reference what happened unexpectedly while on my trip, because this change was abrupt. "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and staff comfort me." Faith community, this is the trust part. And in this psalm, this is the theological centerpiece of this passage. And we are assured that no matter what change is coming, what change is occurring, or what change has happened, that God's got this. Because we are cared for. We are being provided by the Lord, and the Lord remains constant in our lives. This one little part, "You are with me." Take that in. You, God, are with me. No matter what, no matter the circumstance. So it's Thursday morning, it's August 29th, and it's early on. This is my first full day in São Miguel. I had arrived late that night. And so I awaken because I've got to hit the ground running, and I awaken and I find a text message from one of my close friends, Richard. And the text message states, "I've got awful news. I know you're on vacation, and I apologize for bothering you, but this shouldn't wait." So I pick up the phone, and I give him a call, and as he shares, our dear friend, Adria, has died unexpectedly. It's completely out of the blue. Well, of course, he's devastated. I am as well. And across the miles, I do my best to console him. This is a valley moment of loss that we're going through. And I reflected on Adria and all that she was. She was such a bright light. And in my reflection, as I was reflecting on Adria, it dawned on me. Again, I was like, you know, one of those things where you go, oh, yeah, I had been carrying from day one, for whatever reason, Psalm 23 in my heart and in my mind. I had been carrying that, friends, from day one. And from day one, what was interesting is those first three verses, they fit like a glove. Verse 4 of the psalm, it wasn't on my bingo card until then. And throughout that day, I was scheduled to go on a tour of the western part of the island, and I felt like, as I was reflecting on Adria, I was like, you know what, Mark, go. Just go. Well, as I went on that particular tour, I thought about, on and off of Adria, what she meant to me and to Richard and to so many people. And yeah, you know what? It sucked. It wasn't good. Nevertheless, I'm telling you, even in this dark moment of change, I knew deep within me that God was with Adria as she transitioned from this life into the next, and that God was with me. Because that is what our divine creator has promised each of us, that God is with us. Well, the next day I toured the eastern part of the island, and toward the end of our group adventure, we're at a cliff's edge, and we're looking out over the ocean. And as we're looking out of the ocean, I squint and I'm like, I think I'm seeing something. Well, and suddenly I spotted this. It's a double rainbow formed in the water. Now, you can just make out that second rainbow there. And I told the tour guide, I said, am I seeing what I think I see? This is a double rainbow. Well, Jowl was the tour guide, and he just jumped out. He was so stoked. He turns to me and he's going, Mark, this is unbelievable. This is only the second time in my life that I've seen a rainbow in the water. So what I did was I took a photo, of course, and I'm gazing out, and the whole group was just mesmerized. They were just like, wow, this is so cool. And as I'm now taking it in and I'm gazing at that double rainbow, I started chuckling. You know why? Because Adria loved rainbows. Adria loved rainbows. And what I sensed in that moment was that Adria was in God's paradise with rainbows, as I was experiencing this Azorean paradise. And in this moment of change, friends, I was at peace. I felt peace. Now I want to skip to verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Faith Community, what the Holy One does is use change for our good, working in us, working through us, shaping our lives according to God's perfect will. And you know what? When change comes, because it is, and how it's going to work out, you know what? We don't know how it's going to work out. We don't know. But rest assured that God's goodness and kindness is going to follow, and that Spirit is leading us towards something better, something that aligns with God's purpose for your life, for our lives. So I'm going to bring this message now to a close. And I got to tell you, it's interesting to say this, but I'm grateful that every day isn't the same. Oh, thank goodness. What monotony that would be if it was always the same. I mean, are you glad that it's not the same every day? Because, see, if it were, we'd be missing out. We'd be missing out on the beauty of the journey that God has set before us. You see, life with Spirit is an adventure. It is an adventure, sometimes joyful. Yeah, sometimes not so joyful, but it's always meaningful. Change, Faith Community, is part of God's divine design for our growth, to deepen, to inspire us, to deepen our relationship with God, and helps us to fulfill the Lord's purpose in our lives. And in all of this, what I love most of all that is unchanged is God's presence, God's guidance, and God's love. God, the shepherd, who leads us, restores us, who walks with us, comforts us, prepares a table for us, anoints us, follows, pursues us our whole lives long. That's a blessing. That is such a gift. And can I get some joy? Woo! Yes, indeed. Amen. Amen.
It's halftime, which means it's time to talk about upcoming events and opportunities here at Harmony Tulika Lake. First, as a reminder, Dining Out with Harmony is a small group led by Jason Hecht that meets on the third Wednesday of every month. See the e-news for more info. Second, beginning this week is the Bible study on Elijah, led by Pastor Mark. Join us for a transformative six-session hybrid study on one of the Bible's greatest prophets, starting this Thursday, September 19th at 7 p.m., in person at Harmony and online via Zoom. We will explore how God used this prophet to accomplish incredible feats. This next Sunday is Harmony's birthday celebration. Join us for a special service, which includes the blessing of the backpacks and lunch immediately following in Fellowship Hall. Finally, if you've ever been confronted with the notion that the Bible condemns acceptance of the LGBTQ plus community, then this two-part study from our Pastor Emeritus, Reverend Dr. Ed Hansen, and Senior Pastor Reverend Hannah Adair Bonner is for you. Unclobbering the Bible is an objective look at why the Bible affirms and supports everyone outside the heteronormative dynamic. In-person sessions will be held at the Hollywood campus on September 29th and October 6th at 12:15, just after service. Now to close out this episode, here's a song from Gaddison and the Harmony Worship Band.
In water you turn into wine. You open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. There's none like you. Oh, and into the darkness you shine. And out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. There's none like you. Yeah, come on, put your hands together. Here we go, here we go. And our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, yeah, 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 yeah. You are stronger, God, yeah, 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 yeah. And water you turn into wine. You open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. There's none like you. Into the darkness you shine. And out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. There is none like you. God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, yeah. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand again? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand again? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand? Cause our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, sing it one more time. Oh, say our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Come on, if you believe that, put your hands together today.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sunday Replay on the Harmony Podcast Network. produced and recorded by me, Donna Miller. This week's guests were Pastor Mark Stevenson, Gaddison, and the Harmony Worship Band. Be sure to like, rate, subscribe, and especially to download these episodes, which helps us to continue making content for you and all our listeners. Sunday Replay is sponsored in part by Hollywood United Methodist Church, of which Harmony Tulika Lake is the second campus. Find us on social media and drop us a comment. Join us next Sunday as we recap Harmony's birthday celebration with this affirming faith community. And until then, as Pastor Mark always likes to say, peace.